Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below. Because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Women like this need to just be carted off to Mars. Put them in an oxygen bubble on Mars and just forget they exist. All right.
I called off my engagement after 6.5 years together.
It's just something about that rubs me the wrong way.
Because I came to realize that I did not want to spend the rest of my life cooking, cleaning, grocery shopping, and doing laundry for a man when I worked full-time as well, and that was the expectation for me to take on all of the domestic labor just because I was the woman.
And what's wrong with that?
And so what?
Like, wow, wasted all those years just to have that epiphany towards the end? Ma'am, women aren't that awesome to be around a lot of times. And the more they age, the less likable they become most of the time, in my estimation. So, I mean, yeah, if you're not cooking and cleaning and doing the laundry, there's no reason to have you around. So, good luck finding a man who doesn't want you to do any of the traditional duties and still want to be around you.
Not one single man on planet Earth.
Your personality isn't keeping a man around. You're already coming across as a K-U-N-T in a 15-second video. I can't imagine how bad you would be actually in a relationship. Just marry your career, ma'am, and stay single. How about that? But here's the thing. You're still going to have to cook, clean, and do laundry, but now you got to do it without a man. And now you don't have the help, financial help of a man, or just the physical help of a man. So this was a huge, huge loss, and you're going to grow to regret it, I think. If this is the only reason why you broke off, you know, your long-term relationship.
That is her fucking loss. As far as I see it, he dodged a bullet with this.
Guy hasn't dodged a single bullet. This guy has, like, dodged a nuclear warhead, as far as I'm concerned.
So you can get plowed and disregarded by Chad for the rest of your life. Okay. Have fun with that, man. I'm sure that won't make you even more mentally ill at all.
Being motivators for me, I knew that that could not be it, that there had to be more to life, and that I needed, for me, to find a partner who would be a partner and not just a husband.
So basically a man who doesn't want to be a leader, a man with no backbone, a punk pushover, you know what I mean? Who's going to say, yes, dear, and I'll do 50% of the dishes and clean the bathroom 50% of the time and yada, 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 yada. Just a sucker. A man who you won't respect and you'll leave him too because he was too perfect.
My first husband was a good man and I divorced him.
I'm starting to think almost 98% of women are retarded.
Men don't want a partner. A man wants a submissive woman who's going to follow his lead. And women want a leader. By the time a woman is genuinely asking for a partner, she's ruined as a woman and not worth being in a relationship with.
You don't know that.
This partner just doesn't work. Because if it's a bump in the night, you're not going to want to be his 50-50 partner then. And I'm sure when it's time to pay on dates, you don't want to be his 50-50 partner then.
Just like her think that a motherfucker like me won't just tell her that, just won't just openly say it, because most men in her life are probably too afraid to say it.
Now, I have had a bunch of women reach out to me in my messages with similar stories saying that they also called off their engagement. And for me, that was one of the main motivations for me to write my book, Anxious to Wed. I don't think there's enough stories about women walking away from relationships that do not serve them.
I'm a woman. Superior gender. Men are supposed to worship the superior gender. I'm like, you know, the creme de la creme of the female species. Bow down in the presence of royalty.
Exactly. You're a selfish fucking bitch. Getting in a relationship is not about the relationship always serving you. It's about you guys serving each other and building a life, building a legacy, building a family. So what is the point of your book? To try to convince women to call off engagements? You're horrible. It's cool. Y'all gonna be miserable. That's the payback. You're not gonna find this mythical partner creature. You're not. Where you have the perfect relationship and you never have to give more and they always give 50-50. That's not real life. No relationship is 50-50. There's going to be certain times you give more, certain times he give more in certain areas. You got life fucked up.
Somebody done told you wrong.
But you'll get your payback. Karma's coming, Toots. Karma's coming.
Tick-tock, motherfucker!
A lot of times women settle for the sake of settling down, and there needs to be more stories, more women's voices, more women standing up and saying, we're not going to accept the bare minimum anymore.
You suck!
When I'm hanging alone with my man and I think about how he could just delete me at any moment, wow. What kind of thought process is that? These women are sick, man. This man is sitting there minding his own business with his curly fro, and you're recording him talking about how he could just delete you at any moment. Something is really wrong with y'all. Really. And they should have never gave you bitches internet. They really shouldn't have. She's an effinist. I mean, only an effinist would even think to say or think something like this. Bro in the computer chair, the circle computer chair, the futuristic computer chair, you could do better, man. The guy sitting in the teacup with his curly fro, you could do so much better than this. And even if you can't, you'd be better off without her, man.
See, facts are stubborn things, man.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar or Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Hey, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
Solid 2 in Slavic countries. Yeah, the entitlement would just have to go out the window for a lot of these women if they went to other countries. You know, being halfway cute doesn't hold as much power in a lot of other countries. You know, the bar is just way up. You can't be fat. You know, your hair and got to be together for you to even get glances, you know? I feel like America is the mecca for women getting unearned attention and unearned, you know, benefits for just being a woman. So, yeah, make sure y'all stay in America. Texting my boyfriend, I'm staying at another boy's house. Yeah, just leave her. Even if it was a prank, just fucking leave her. Any woman who playing with you like this, nah, she's not serious about you. Or she just a toxic chica. She said, hey, babe, and he texted back, hi, my love, with the heart emoji. I already know what type of guy this is. This is the type of guy who makes his whole world his girlfriend. And he would be on Suicide Watch if she ever left him. And this is a mental space that you should never be in as a man. I don't care how nice and sweet and cool she is. You should always have the mentality like, this could go away at any point, and I need to be okay with that. You know, I might be a little hurt about it for a week, but I'll move on with my life. She cool, I liked her, but hey, if she leave, I'm gonna be alright. I don't get that vibe from this guy just from the first text message he sent back.
Good call!
Also, why is your location off? He's obsessive. And no woman is worth worrying about her location. I'm not tracking your location. I got better things to do. Or even if I don't got better things to do, I'd rather jerk off somewhere than worry about where you are when you ain't around me.
My nigga.
He's actually pretty prosperous. He's making close to $40,000 a year. But what are you laughing at?
You're
laughing
at you?
Very, very low income. Okay.
You know, what do you think the average income is?
The average minimum is $100,000. Like, that's barely making it.
She's an idiot.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
She's a complete idiot, and a lot of women don't know how the real world works. They're living in la-la land. And they don't know all the shit they don't know, right? So they just go around speaking with so much confidence. And it's funny to people who actually have to live in the real world.
Men know that they are providers. A man's value is his money and his career. And a woman's value is her looks.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
That has to hurt. Your value is something that you basically didn't do anything to get. You were just born this way. And there's a lot of pretty women in the world. A lot prettier than you. So that's rough. That's rough to just admit you're a good-looking shell and that's your value. Men's value is so much deeper than providing some money and being a human bulletproof vest.
You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
Men literally built every aspect of society. But you think our only worth is slapping a check on the table? All the things we figure out, build, all the things we keep in check, all the structures we maintain. Don't get me fucking started. It's men's job to guide you bitches in every way imaginable. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually, every way. And think about all the characteristics you have to lead in all those areas. Get the fuck out of here.
Fucking truth, and that's the world that we live in. Women get things because they are pretty, and men have power because they have money. And if you want a good-looking woman, you're going to be spending money.
I'm only burning my half. All you care about is money.
Not every man wants a quote-unquote good-looking woman. Like, some men just want normal women.
Yeah, men
like,
without money.
Men don't want to be in relationships with pretty a-holes. You know what I mean? So, yeah, if a man could afford to pay for sex with a pretty woman, a lot of men would. But we're not going to pay to be in a relationship with a stupid airhead who bring nothing to the table but her looks. I mean, yeah, we go to some VIPs and run through some hoes. But if we're talking about a real relationship, things of substance, things, you know, most women don't know anything about, then we're not picking a pretty nothing-ass bitch.
He's absolutely right.
To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
Yeah. You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.